On that first trip to India, when I visited Saribari with the McCain Institute, I also went to another extraordinary business, an artisan cooperative called Freeset. Operating just outside Sonaghachi, the largest red light district in Calcutta, Freeset calls itself a freedom business, a company that helps create freedom for those who have previously been exploited. Freeset's mission is to see the 10,000 prostituted women and men in its neighborhood liberated from the sex trade and free to do dignified work. The artisans employed by Freeset upcycle sari fabric and sew custom jute and canvas bags, t-shirts, and keychains, which they screen print with logos, quotes, and bold graphic images. Mrs. McCain and I went there with the team from the International Justice Mission, and when we arrived, Freeset gave each of us a great navy travel tote. It had a crossbody strap and the phrase, "Be free," screen printed on one side. I put my wallet and sunglasses in it, slung it over my body, and wore it the whole week, after I tied a red ribbon around one strap to make it feel more like me. The ability to do custom screen printing differentiates Freeset from many of the artisan groups. The jute bag was highly functional and so sturdy that I took it with me on another trip to India and Nepal a year later. But I had no idea at the time that the little bag would play such a key role in my future business. Freeset's building looked huge and drab at first glance, a multi-story cement block structure resembling a parking garage. But the color and activity inside were amazing. I stood in the central courtyard, looking up at just washed, colorful sari fabric, manufacturing scraps, unsold yardage, and discarded garments, hanging from clotheslines strung between the balconies. The women there would transform these discards into beautiful new bags. I craned my neck to watch as several women in traditional dress, sitting on a floor high above me, carefully braided long strips of sari into handles and zipper pulls for cotton or jute bags. Our whole group tramped from floor to floor, trying not to trip over one another as we navigated the narrow, steep stairs. There were workshops on every floor and storage rooms for heavy rolls of organic cotton. We stopped at the third level, and I peeked over the railing. I could see down to the ground floor, where two women sat on the chipped concrete floor next to a pile of fabric scraps in aqua, copper, mustard, and rose. One woman was leaning gracefully against a low wall, her legs stretched out before her, delicate ankles crossed, shiny black hair twisted into a low bun. She wore a white sari decorated with vibrant red and yellow flowers, the top draped over one shoulder, exposing a gold cotton spandex shirt underneath. The two women looked to be in their 30s or 40s. I was struck by their calm focus and their elegance. Freeset employs many women in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, giving them, like the fabric they sew, a second chance. It was an encouraging scene to witness, these two women working quietly together, transforming this traditional fabric into useful, appealing products. I smiled when I noticed that both women wore gold jewelry. Throughout many parts of the world, having enough money to buy a gold necklace or bracelet is a milestone, a signifier of financial stability. The fact that these women were sitting serenely in their beautiful dresses, working hard and wearing gold, indicated a level of economic security, and to me, spoke to the dignity that the opportunity to work afforded them. Freeset was started by a New Zealand couple named Carrie and Annie Hilton. The Hiltons moved to Calcutta with their four children in 1999 with a vision of living among the world's poorest people. As they tell the story, they rented an apartment that looked fine during the day, only to discover at night that it happened to be located in the center of the city's largest red light district. Their new neighbors were the thousands of women forced into prostitution by trafficking and/or poverty. The Hiltons, much like Sarah Lance, quickly realized that so many of the women yearned for an opportunity to earn money in some other way. They too got the idea of handicrafts. After experimenting with different products and testing the market, they decided to offer the women training in jute bag construction for the export market. They opened Freeset in 2001 with 20 women. Today, the 200-plus workers can turn out 1,000 bags a day, almost all of which are customized. They earn twice the going rate of other seamstresses in India and also receive health insurance and a pension plan, as well as health education, psychological support, and other social services. The products Freeset makes offers customers a consistent level of quality, a key to remaining a competitive, self-sustaining business. The products were so well done that I wanted to take home more. I bought a pencil case and a few other bags printed with uplifting quotes, partly to support the co-op and partly because you never know when you need a gift. I didn't realize these bags, along with my new navy travel tote, would wind up serving as samples for my yet-to-be-envisioned company, or that customization would play such a huge role.